Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it is Workshop Wednesdays. And it's the 16th of December, and well, 1 week away for Christmas. Hope everyone's prepared. I have started something last week, and as I mentioned before, this is the introduction to a new show coming on the Tough Talk Network here after the first of the year, and it's going to be co-hosted by, well, one of my great friends and someone who's been in the internet radio industry with me almost from the beginning, and we co-hosted Workshop Wednesday when it was birthed back maybe five years ago. And I've had the pleasure to have Linda Ballesteros on this show as a co-host, and she's going to be, well, we've got her to commit to co-hosting a show called Cryptopreneurs Radio. So welcome, Linda. Welcome to the show, and thank you for being a part of this.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Thanks for asking me to be a part of this. This is so exciting. I'm always interested in cutting-edge ideas or industry. As you know, I was one of your first radio show hosts at the very beginning, and now I am hooked, and I love being able to help educate people out there on new philosophy, new idea, new paradigm shifts.
Well, you know, Linda, in the very beginning, going back almost 7 years ago for me, and I believe it was right around 6 years ago, you started doing radio as well. And one of the things that was a challenge was understanding the step-by-step process, how to get forward on it, how to be better at it, how to get comfortable at it, how to monetize from it, all the individual steps. And in the very beginning, I can still remember, you know, you're in Portland now, but you were here in Houston, and we were sitting in a Panera Bread, and I asked you to be a guest on my show, and you said no. And then I asked you again, and you said, well, I'll use the polite term, heck no. And then, you know, I finally talked you into being a guest on the show, and then I tried to talk you into being a host of a show. And then it went right from heck no to hell no. And then I finally got you to do it. And, you know, here it is, fast forward 5-6 years later. Yesterday, you and I were talking to someone, helping them through the process of doing podcasts. And she's actually the third person involved in Cryptopreneurs, a lady by the name of Susan Kirker, who's a lawyer here in Houston. And I'll explain more about that. But we were going back and forth, creating an atmosphere, an environment for her to talk in the radio process. And when she got done, she couldn't believe how easy it was and how much fun it was. Now, I know you and myself in the beginning were kind of stressed out at the end of it, almost worn out, because we didn't know how it was going to go. So my point to this is as you get into things in the very beginning, it seems a little bit complicated, overwhelming, and almost impossible to believe that it would even work. And we're proof that it does work, because you do a weekly show, I do a couple shows, and we're going to go back to working together, doing a weekly show again. And so anyone out there listening to the show today, and you tuned in because of the title, Entrepreneurs and Innovators Getting Involved in Cryptopreneurs, what is a cryptopreneur? What is cryptocurrency? What are they talking about? It sounds like an opportunity too good to be true or too complicated to understand. And I thought that if we brought back what we started out in radio as a comparison, well, it's a sure sign that this is something everyone can grab a hold of.
And it's funny, Tony, because back when you first started in radio 7 years ago, there really weren't the podcasts, the audio podcasts that you see today. There weren't the radio shows that you see today. So you were kind of on the cutting edge as well. But I think, you know, folks, if you're listening, you may say, well, I don't want to do a radio show. I understand that, but there are so many new opportunities. And with the internet, things are changing so fast. So if you see something and it looks different than what it what you expected it to look like or what you think it should look like, you might take a second look at that, because you may find yourself owning a Blockbuster's out there, or you may have a beeper in strapped to your waist, and you're the only one, and everyone else has gone on, and you've got outdated technology. But more importantly, what will hold you back more than anything is the closed mind. So if you have outdated thinking, then you're going to miss some opportunities. So that's kind of why Tony and I have decided to come together and put cryptopreneurs together, is to show you that there are opportunities out there. There are things that are changing, and you want to stay informed. Whether it's for you or not, I don't know. But just get educated about it so you can make a good decision. Because Tony and I, we sure didn't know anything about cryptocurrency or digital currency or virtual currency, whatever you want to call it, until we started really investigating it, did we, Tony?
Well, you're right. And, you know, it's funny how things bring you into different parts of your life, your journey, your businesses. For me, the reason why I got involved in internet radio is because I was out of the speaking world for a while and was getting back into it, and for some reason had a struggle with it. And someone suggested that I do internet radio, and I kind of thought that was hilarious. I mean, if you couldn't talk to five people in a room, why would you want to speak to the whole world? It just didn't seem, just didn't make sense. And so they talked me into it, and I started to really like it. And I made every mistake you can make, and I learned a whole bunch. But what I did do is create such a community in my network that it allowed me to, well, monetize the process. And I know that for you as well, the same kind of thing has happened. So what I try to tell people is, you know, you have to be open-minded to new things, because the world, as you mentioned, is changing. You and I talked earlier today about, you know, when the first phone came out. We went back even further than that, when it was a beeper. And then it was a brick that they called a cell phone and a mobile phone. And then they had the Motorola, you know. I mean, that was the BlackBerry was the thing. And now, if you have a BlackBerry, people would make fun of you. And it just keeps improving and improving, where a phone now is $800 and the technology involved in it is you know, unbelievable. So when we talk about cryptopreneurs and cryptocurrency and digital currency, and people are like, what are they talking about? It's the future. It's the future of our currency. And I know that seems kind of hard to believe, because ever since you're old enough to get a nickel for dancing on the coffee table for your grandparent, money has been money, you know. And I listened last night to a presentation, and I heard that it costs 10 cents to create a dime. So that doesn't make any sense. So as you look forward in our world, things are changing in every area. Well, as I started looking on Google alerts for different things, I'm finding out the same thing is happening with our currency. So I hope that if you're tuned into the show, that you'll take advantage of some of the stuff that's going to be happening here for the next few weeks, and then to tune in weekly to a series called Cryptopreneurs Radio and learn more about this. Now, a lot of people might have heard of Bitcoin, but a lot of people probably don't know that there's over 400 different companies out there creating their own coin. So there's a huge amount of information, and we can hit this every day for a year and still not be caught up on it. So the sooner you start learning about it, the better it is for you. And just like everything else, there's always a chance to invest in opportunities, new things coming through in our world, and people have become millionaires, and people have become well off, and some people have even created enough income to quit their jobs. Some people have been able to take that investment and turn it into an investment for a business. So there's a lot of different opportunities here, okay? Whether you're trying to become debt-free or pay off your children's college funds, this is a way to invest in the future. So we're going to talk about all those things. We're going to be bringing guests on weekly that are more versed in this with the organization that we've gotten behind. We're going to be bringing people in that are not in our organization but are considered experts in this field. This is what Linda and I do. We try to create an opportunity for the people out there, the everyday person. I mean, okay, so some of you might have Bitcoin invested into it, and I think it's over $450 a coin now to purchase it. But what about the everyday person? You know, the people like Linda Ballesteros and Tony Gambone, the people out there that are pounding the pavement every day trying to build their business, trying to get ahead, trying to meet their responsibilities, trying to get enough put aside so that they can put their children in college, or maybe even think about a vacation or a retirement plan. What about those people that don't have extra $400 or $500 or, you know, $5,000 or $50,000 to invest in a coin worth over $450? These are the people that we're targeting. These are the people that need to learn more about what's going on. These are the people that are busy every day running to the little league field, to the little football field, to the gymnastics, to the cheers team. These are the people that are involved in everyday life. And at the end of that road, what happens? You wake up one day, your children are going to college, the stock market took a dip, maybe it's 2008 or 9 all over again, your 401 hit the toilet, and now you have nowhere to go. It's very depressing. So the trick for me is to try to stay ahead of it. Try to keep yourself educated. It's kind of like when you're trying to create a better you. You start reading self-help books. Well, if you're trying to create a better world in your savings area, your financial world, you're going to read up on that kind of information, and hopefully we can provide that information for you. So, Linda, I think we should take a break. We'll come back. I know we have a gentleman coming on the air this morning here, and he's probably coming in a little late. I got a note from the producer saying that we're still waiting to connect with him. So what we're going to do is take a commercial and let everybody know how they can find us, 347-989-1363. And we're going to touch on a topic off of Google Alerts that we found. There's a few different things that we've talked about this morning. And also we're going to talk about one of the things that Linda and I feel as though is really important is growing pains. And I kind of touched on that in the introduction here, but going through businesses, there's always going to be growing pains. It's like raising children, right? The first time you start raising your children, it's not like you've mastered it. You're going to make some mistakes along the way. Same thing with a business, same thing with an investment, the same thing with your relationship in your own life. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
If you know someone who wants the Legal A-Team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. Yes, I am not Tony Gambone. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I'm co-hosting today with my buddy Tony Gambone. And if you follow Workshop Wednesday, you know that we always try to bring you great information that can help you in your business. And, you know, Tony's done a great job in bringing in guest speakers that have done that. And I hope you've been able to take some great notes taking notes during this time, visiting the websites, doing some research, is really what we want you to do. Because I just heard somebody say last night that the internet is a great place to search, but it's not just searching that you want to do. You actually want to do some researching. So researching to me means taking the information and really weighing it out, not just taking it for what it says, because you can search for anything on, you can Google anything, and you're going to find pros and cons. And some of those cons can scare you away, especially if it's something new. But when you do your research, that's when you take the information and you really evaluate it. And you weigh out all of the pros and cons that you see, and you see if it works for you, see if it's something for you. That's kind of what we're talking about today when we're talking about digital currency, is I don't know whether it's for you or not. But I have to tell you, there was a time that when I was forced to get a cell phone, I kept the cell phone off, closed, and in my glove compartment because I didn't think it was for me. I just thought, at least it'll be there for an emergency. I'm not going to have anybody call me. I'm not even giving my phone number out. So what this does is, I want to tell you now, the cell phone is the only thing that I have. I don't even have a landline. So you have to get on to the new ideas and know that there are new ideas and new concepts and new philosophies out there if you're going to continue to grow. And that's kind of where we are today, Tony, is that we're looking for those things that is going to be the next big thing. Or maybe it's just going to help our business a little bit. Or maybe it's going to help, like you said, provide for those 401ks who now are a 201k, or maybe they don't even exist any longer. So look for those things. Don't just accept that as a sentence saying, well, I lost my retirement, I guess that's it. No, you don't give up. You keep looking for something else that's going to help you to reacquire that retirement, or create a business that brings in the money that will support you and put money away and help to put the kids or the grandkids into college. So we don't give up, and Tony and I certainly don't give up, and we're constantly looking at new things. So, Tony, don't you see that looking at something like a digital currency, and I don't know like I said, folks, I don't know whether it's for you or not, but take a look at it just to see if maybe you can, I don't know, end those financial scars that have happened through some of the recessions and the loss of retirement and maybe downsizing of jobs. Don't you think, Tony, that this can kind of help with that?
Absolutely. And in today's market, you and I have been in the networking arena for years. We work with small business owners, solopreneurs, and help them grow their business through the relationship-building process of networking. We've seen a lot of different opportunities come and go. We've watched people become very successful and some become very broke. But one of the things that I've been recognizing a lot in the last 3 years is a lot of people have come from the corporate world to no longer having a job, especially here in the Houston mm-hmm. area with the gas and oil companies cutting back rate in the last 18 months. But they are forced to go out after 6 months of staring at a computer, hoping that it's going to start ringing bells and blowing whistles about they're getting a job for a resume they sent. And they're deciding now that they have to take on a business of their own. And what happens in that process, a lot of times people are compensated for being let go. They get to collect unemployment. But if they went from six figures, okay, down to a third of that, because that's the max unemployment pays, and they have to touch into their 401 or their savings because, well, they're trying to survive. They have to recognize the fact that they're not going to give up and just take any old job because they're overqualified for those jobs, and some companies won't even hire them because of that. Eventually, they have to come along and decide to start their own business. Now, maybe they're a consultant, maybe they have to try a whole new venture, but majority of the time, most of them are lost. They don't know what it is they're supposed to do, how it is they're supposed to do it, and that's where you and I meet them, and we've coached a lot of people in that process. But one of the things is that we have to make a lot of mistakes in order to gain access to a lot of success. At this point in your life, are you willing to continue making mistakes, okay, and work hard to get to where you want to go? Well, most of us are going to say yes because we enjoy breathing and eating three times a day. But what is it that you're going to work at, and how is that going to help you? A lot of times people don't take the opportunity to investigate other opportunities. And I think this is where the cryptocurrency, the digital currency, that whole virtual currency, this is the future. And I think that if Bill Gates would have knocked on my door in 1989 and asked me about investing in putting a PC in everybody's house, I would have had to ask him, what is a PC? Okay, and why would they want that? So one of the things that people say to me is, what is cryptocurrency, and why would I want to invest in that? So, Lynn, I'd like for you to touch on some of the things that we know, like how PayPal is used. What is that concept? Is that a virtual currency, a digital currency? Is that part of the process? You know, all the different things that we, you know, your background is many years in banking, and you've seen things changed. And you can remember back when they told you things that you looked at them like they were really out of their minds. And now you've come through all the different periods of time where you're seeing the changes happen. So touch on those things where when you started in banking and now, like, you know, let's just use PayPal for an example. I mean, that's a great way of explaining what a digital currency is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when I was in banking and first started seeing something that now I can look back and say, oh, that was just moving electrons, which is pretty much what a digital currency is, moving electrons around, moving numbers around. So I can remember when we had, they were called EFTs, that's electronic funds transferred. And you may not have heard that term before, but I assure you, if you have a checking account, you've used it. So if you have an insurance policy and the premiums are due, you know, monthly, quarterly, whatever, you can set up for your account to be debited on a certain day of the month, a certain month of the year, for a certain amount. And that was my first exposure to electronic funds. So there again, even in the title, it's telling you that those are electrons, electronic funds transferred. So that is kind of the way we do business now. We don't think twice about having paying our electric bill online. I can't tell you the last time I wrote a check. We don't even write checks anymore. We just pay it online. And in the beginning, it was a lot about using credit cards when you would buy things online. So people were a little hesitant about and reluctant about giving out their credit card information online. So when there is a need, when there is a problem, there is always an industry that's birthed to support that and to have the solution. So out of that came PayPal. You can use PayPal to pay on Amazon, to pay on probably any of the shopping sites. You can send money to your kids who are in college via PayPal, and they just put it in their PayPal account. So, folks, do you think that the bank sees that and they take out the $250 that you're sending little Jimmy, who's in college? They take the $250 and they put it out of your account and into Jimmy's account. No, it's electrons. So I think that's the first thing I want to say, is to let you know that digital currency, it's been here. It's been here for a long time. We just never called it that. So just to kind of demystify what we think of as digital currency. Yeah, there are other things that are coming up that are going to be different looking. Well, it's always evolving. The car that you drove when you were in high school is probably not the same car that you have today. Today, you don't even have to turn around to back up. You have a camera right on the dashboard. You don't even need a key to stick into the car. You just push a button. So just know that evolution is happening, and it's already happening. So look at it so that when changes come, and they're coming very quickly, then you'll see that it's already been happening. It's not an overnight thing. When we read that digital currency is the currency of the future, it does not mean this is going to happen overnight. It's already started, and it's just changing. So like Tony says, do some research, open your mind, talk to people, ask questions. Because it is a new industry, nobody knows that much about it. So if you ask a question, it's okay, folks. Tony and I have been asking these questions, and we still ask questions. So just be open to it is what I would say. And Tony, I really believe that people don't realize how much they've been using digital currency in the past, but they just haven't called it that.
Well, you know, Lynn, I was posting some stuff up on Facebook, and you know, if you go to Linda's or my Facebook page, or you know, Tough Talk Radio Network Facebook page, you're going to find some information on there that I've been posting, okay, something like what is Cryptopreneurs. It's a meetup page where you can find out more about what we're talking about today on a daily basis. I posted also, about people always asking about taxes. What about the taxes on this type of thing? Because that's the first thing we're trained to ask, right? What happens at the end of the year? Is that going to cost me a bunch of money? What is that thing about? And then what is cryptocurrency? I posted on there Wikipedia's definition of it. Now, if you read it, does that mean you're going to go, oh, yeah, I get it? No, it's not. I'm going to tell you, at least for me, it wasn't. But what it made me do was click on some of the linked areas on there, digital currency, and that's why I clicked on it, because I wanted to know more. Alternative currencies, okay? There's all types of things there that you can start learning about. Electronic money, banking, Bitcoin's blockchain. There's just a ton of information, but I'm going to keep posting this stuff up on Facebook so that you will have the opportunity to take advantage of learning. Okay, pretend it's gossip that you're reading on Facebook and read it, and then you'll find out that it's an opportunity for you to share with other people or to at least be educated enough to make the professional decision of yes, no, or no way. Okay, so what we're going to do is take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation. We've talked about PayPal. We've talked about cryptocurrency, digital currency. One of the things I want to talk about, okay, and I also posted about Bitcoin on my Facebook page. And I want to talk a little bit about Bitcoin, how it came about, and what the opportunity that we're talking about here today that we got involved in that's a hybrid of Bitcoin. So stay tuned. Fill up that glass of water. and get a new piece of paper out because we got more notes to take. And make sure to stop by and give us a like on Tough Talk Network, Tough Talk Radio Network, I'm sorry, Facebook page, or connect with me and Linda as well. You can find us on Twitter. Just type our name in the search bar and you'll find us. Connect with us. Call into the show, 347-989-1363. If you have a question, press 1. If you're leaving your house or your office and you want to keep listening to the show on your phone, you can do it by telephone as well. We'll be right back after this here short break.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Time. And as you missed the beginning of the show, one of the things we're talking about here is cryptocurrency. And as we mentioned also last week, we're going to be doing a series until the first of the year on cryptocurrency. And it's going to be talking about Cryptopreneurs. It's also an organization that we're trying to create for the business owner out there that's learning more about cryptocurrency and is taking action in it. So what I want to do now is I want to talk about Bitcoin. A lot of people have heard about Bitcoin. It has it's had its ups and downs, its complaints. People are always, people are always hating on something, right? It's just a sign of success, I believe. You can go on Google and Google Bitcoin, and you can find good things and bad things. I have set Google alerts to bring up information for me, and Bitcoin is something that I know. Back in 2009, I believe it came out. It might have been 2008. It started out at 10 cents a coin, and it went all the way up to $1,200 a coin, almost $1,200 a coin 3 years later. And what I know from that is in 2010, almost 2011, back when I was really going through some health issues, my wife said to me, hey, look at this here. We could buy this for a dollar something a coin. And I was like, what are you, crazy? We don't have any extra money. Okay, so what happened is 3 years later, people cashed out millionaires. What a cost for a pizza, they became $800,000 richer. Okay, so, I mean, yeah, that sounds like, oh, yeah, that's a great story, but that'll never happen in my life. It's kind of like saying, you know, do you play the lottery? Well, I don't know if I can, you know, be successful at trying to be the ticket pulled out of millions of people playing. This is kind of like the same concept. We tend to think a certain way, well, because that's the way we've been trained all our lives. Okay, I'm not going to go into the story about the hand with the ends cut off, but there was generation after generation after generation doing the same thing because a little old lady didn't have a pan big enough to fit the ham in. So the thing of it is, what we need to know is things change and we need to change with it. So talking about Bitcoin, when it got to be worth $1,200 a coin, everybody cashed out, which I think I would have been out at $1,100 a coin. But what it took place was many people became millionaires, but the organization kind of had a sinkhole. And they built it back up, And not only did they build it back up, but they've been approved as a commodity by the SEC here in the States. So now it's a legitimate, in everyone's eyes, a legitimate operation. And they're using it for more things and more things and more things. So, for instance, you can purchase things with Bitcoin. And people said, well, you know, where can you buy stuff with Bitcoin? Well, I'm going to give you, there's a long list. I'm just going to give you a few names, some that you might recognize. Amazon, Target, Subway, Home Depot, Kmart, Sears, JCPenney's, Zappos. I mean, there's the big Fiverr, if anybody does business with Fiverr, Whole Foods, CVS. I mean, the list just keeps going on and on. Okay, so when that took place, that changed the way things are being done nowadays. That was proof that this is the future. If people in those kind of everyday, on every corner near where you live, are taking that as payment, that's got to tell you something. And the reason why I'm telling you about Bitcoin is because, well, they're the ones that broke the ground to build this opportunity for everyone else to get involved in. And you have people like Fidelity Financial, Citibank, OneCoin. There's a list bigger than the one I read you about who takes Bitcoin of other organizations creating their own coins. We know that for a fact that banks are hiring cryptologists so that they can get ahead of the curve as well, because one of the questions, Linda, maybe you could answer this for me, is what's going to happen to the banks? This will never happen. There's so much money and power in the banking system. How would they let that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony, just like if you remember when there were credit cards. I remember when I first started working in banking, it would have been in the 60s, so I'm certainly dating myself, but there were no MasterCard. Visa didn't exist. So the credit cards were issued by JCPenney's, Sears. So you had a wallet full of different types of credit cards. So when you went to Sears, you pulled out your Sears card. You didn't pull out a Visa card or MasterCard because those didn't exist. So when the banks started seeing that Sears was making money, charging people interest to use that money, then a light bulb went off. Oh, well, if they're doing that, why can't we create a card that's accepted everywhere? So you have Bank One, Capital One Visa cards. You have Bank of America Visa cards now. They wanted a piece of the action. Folks, I've been in banking long enough that I knew, 30 years, I knew that a bank, if there was money to be made, a bank was going to throw their hat into the ring. So when you see Wells Fargo talk about adding cryptocurrency as one of their products, why do you think that is? That's because it's here to stay. And there's money to be made. Tony, I was just reading an article here about how the Bitcoin developers are getting ready to start a new digital currency. So these guys that developed Bitcoin, they learned a lot. You know, there were some ups and downs. They did things wrong. And they learned a lot from that, just like a lot of the other coins coming up after Bitcoin have learned from Bitcoin's mistakes. So now the developers are saying, okay, I think we're going to go out. That was great. We made tons of money, and we learned a lot. We did a lot wrong, but I think now we know how to do it right. So we're going to develop a new currency. It has to be because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I personally think that there's going to be, just like, you know, when the first gas station opened up, they just kept creating more gas stations with different names. You know, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And eventually, you know, there's different parts of the country, there's different types of service stations where you can get gas, Sunoco, Texaco, Exxon, whatever it is. But then all those big major oil companies, gas companies, started creating other companies inside their companies. So I think this is going to just keep on growing and growing and growing. And, you know, it's going to be maybe not in our lifetime, but I would say in our grandchildren's lifetime, their children won't know what a dollar bill is. It'll kind of be like to them what an 8-track tape is. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But it'd be today, mm-hmm. my kids don't know what an 8-track is. They've never seen one. So, mm-hmm. and I think that's what's going to happen there as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young people, if you notice, a lot of the young people don't even use their credit cards because you can use your phone when you get ready to pay out to scan. I don't even know what that's called. I don't even use that. But there's a way that you can scan your card from your phone when you get ready to pay. You don't have to carry the actual card with you. Have you seen that, Tony?
Yes, and, mm-hmm. you know, you just put your phone right by that little machine on the desk at checkout, mm-hmm. and it kind of does everything for you. And so if someone told you that way back when you were using a BlackBerry to use for calls, because who knew to check emails, right, or what a text message was, would you believe that that phone was going to be able to be used as money?
No, I mean, I was doing good to figure out how to use the phone as a phone back then.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it takes me back to a story, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this. When you first came out of corporate and started networking, that's back when the BlackBerry was the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you walked into a big room full of business owners that were there networking, and you know, being shy, you didn't know what to do. You just sat at in a corner table and took out your phone like you're answering emails, and you didn't even have emails on your phone. But the truth of it is because you were bold enough to take that chance and sit in there and get used to the environment, and learn more about it. After this period of time, you've authored books on networking, so you're considered an expert in that field. And that's what happens when you're willing to take a chance of learning something new. Now, I'm not sitting here telling everybody to grab all their money and go buy into digital currency. I'm not saying that at all. There's plenty of free information online for you to make a choice on whether you want to learn more or less about it. And by calling into this show at 347-989-1363, you will always be able to have a conversation with us about the different opportunities of learning more about digital currency. So, you know, Lynn, what I'd like to do is take a short break, and I want to bring, I thought I had my guest up on the line there. I must have lost him. But I want to come back and I want to talk about, I want to see if we'll get the producer, get him back on the line. And what I want to do is talk about OneCoin. What is OneCoin? How did we come across it? What is the opportunity? How does it compare to Bitcoin? You know, the good, the bad, the ugly. Let's just go through that process with Alan, if we get him back up on the show, or just with you and I. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Sure.
Short break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesdays. My name is Tony Gambone, and as I mentioned before, you can find us every week here Wednesday mornings, 10:30, 11:30 Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're interested in being a guest or being a part of the show, you can go to workshop-wednesdayswithanes.com, register to be a guest on the show. Also, I'm here with my co-host today, Linda Ballesteros, and as mentioned, coming the first of the year, you'll see the announcement. Everyone will be getting the email. It'll be all over social media. Cryptopreneurs radio show will be airing every week here with Linda and I as a host. So we talked about the different types of currencies out there. We've talked about Bitcoin, how they broke the ground to build this opportunity for people all around the world, how it's growing, how there's organizations like Fidelity, Citibank, Wells Fargo. There's people hiring cryptopreneurs in the banking industry to allow them to move along. Now, folks, let's be real about this. If we're hearing about this now, this has happened a couple years back. The banks are organizations that are talking multi-billions of dollars. They're not one to just go, oh, we better catch up. They've been involved in this since it was first talked about and maybe even before then. So let's not act like it's a surprise that they're just coming on board. They've been on board. If you've been living on this earth long enough to understand what takes place in our world, you can believe that without a problem. But what I want to talk to you today about is OneCoin, an organization that I came across, and I talked it over with Linda, who is not only a friend but a mentor. And her husband and me and my wife do a lot of things together, and we have a lot of open discussions about it. We've talked to lawyers, CPAs, and people in the financial world about this opportunity because we wanted to make sure that we were doing our homework, so we were getting involved in something that was actually as good as we thought it was. So when we talk about OneCoin, this is what is known as a hybrid of Bitcoin. Now, let me just see if I can make this simple, okay? I'll make it Tony simple. Bitcoin's been approved by the SEC as a commodity in the States here, okay? OneCoin is a hybrid of Bitcoin. They put in some safeguards in place, and I'm sure that the company that comes out after OneCoin and after that company and after that company is going to keep improving it, okay? So it's going to be like the cell phones. It's going to just keep getting better, right? A picture that was taken 5 years ago would be not even considered usable today compared to the technology that the new phone takes pictures with. So they're going to keep making things better. But OneCoin is an opportunity for people to come in, and instead of a $450+ per coin, we're talking $4.30-some a coin. That's an opportunity for people to come on in and make an investment, you know, $500, $1,000, whatever kind of investment they feel is available to them. And they're going to gain access to seeing what happens, sitting back, waiting a couple years, and when that coin goes to maybe $25, $35, $100 a coin, well, there'll be a substantial investment. Now, to me, that's something worth looking into. So, Lynn, when we talked in the beginning, and I got your opinion because your background in banking, and you gave it a thumbs up, we were just hoping to break even in our coins. And since we've been involved in this, I think you've been in there 4 weeks, and I'm going on 7 weeks. We have made our investment back, okay, and people want to know, well, you know, do you have the money in your hands? I could, but why would I want to take it out if I made that much money that quickly? I want to see what happens. Now, am I greedy? Maybe. I don't know. But the fact is I'm making an investment. And when people make an investment, if they're making an investment to get their money back in 30 to 90 days, most brokers or investors, financial people are going to tell you, hold on to your money, don't waste your money in fees. So I'm looking at a year, 2 year journey on this. So did I make my money back? Yes. Am I in risk-free? Yes, because I got my money back. Now, did I put it in my pocket? No. Could I? Yes. But there are choices that I make. So, Lynn, I want you to talk a little bit about your understanding of OneCoin, why you did it. Okay. And before I go any further, just know there's a bunch more about OneCoin that Linda and I have to know, learn, because it's still growing. So we're going to be learning every day. So I don't have the answer to every question, but we can tell you our experience so far. So, Lynn, tell them about what you've experienced.
Sure. And, you know, Tony, when you brought it to me, I had glanced at Bitcoin, but never from the point of investing in it, because I thought that's just way too complicated for me. I just don't think I really understand it. I see the name popping up here and there, but I just don't really understand it. So I don't think it's for me. I think it's just for technical folks that can go out there and mine their own coins. Well, when you brought OneCoin to me, the reason I thought it was a great package is, and they offered some of the things that took that fear away from me, is that I don't have to mine the coins. They do that for me. I don't have to worry about having those coins in a digital wallet on my laptop, or have to get a digital wallet and put those coins somewhere else on the internet. That's the stuff that's too complicated for me. I'm not a technical person. And so OneCoin, they are the wallet, they are the miner, and they also provide you a cash account that you can access those funds by having them wired into your account, or maybe using a MasterCard. So they've taken away all of the obstacles that prevented me from looking at Bitcoin any further. And they also offer a great referral program. And I love that, because I've been really interested, the people that I've mentioned it to, and they've been in the same situation. Oh, I've been looking at that, but I don't know how to participate in digital currency. So, you know, folks, if you're out there and you're thinking, yeah, I know there's digital currency out there, but I don't know. You tell me I can't go to the bank and buy it. You're right. But there are ways that you can participate and to minimize the amount of, you know, technical knowledge that you have to actually manage that digital wallet. So, Tony, those are the things that I felt OneCoin brought to the table that were missing with Bitcoin. I don't know about you, but I don't want to learn how to go out and mine coins. That's not the way my brain thinks, and I'm okay with that. But I don't know if you felt the same way, but it just seems like OneCoin has put in place a program that is just so much easier to understand digital currency than what I've seen in the past.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, so a lot of people are just, I know they're looking at this and going, okay, what is mining? And so, you know, back in the day when we were mining for gold, people dug underground and they searched for gold. And in the digital currency world, what's happening is they're mining on the internet. Now, this can get a little confusing, so I'm just going to touch on it a second. What it means is they're searching for numbers to complete a mathematical equation that produces coins. And you can look that up on Google mining. One of the articles I posted talks about it as well. But they're searching for the numbers to complete a formula, an equation that produces the coins. This is the future. It's done on the internet. If you went and knocked on the door at Fort Knox and you wanted to go look at the gold there, well, there is no more gold. So there's a new way of creating currency, and this is the way it is. So Linda, one of the things that I think was important that you touched on was there's an opportunity to get a commission or become an affiliate or whatever terminology people are using today. To me, I compare it as to an insurance agent. If an insurance agent sells a policy, they make a commission. If you share this with a friend, well, you know, you'll get a commission. And they explained it last night that when you share something with someone, you get something in return in a lot of organizations. And what this company has done was allowed you to help share the message that they're trying to put out there. And if you bring someone to it, they're going to give you a commission for it. So it is a way to make extra revenue. It is a way that I look at it is to make back the investment that you went in with, so you feel a little bit safer as you're dipping your toes in the water to see how the process works. So, Lynn, when you recommend it, I believe that you came in and you recommended this to two people, mm-hmm. and you received a commission from it. And what happened is, and I don't think the amount of money matters. It could have been $1 million. It could have been $1. The fact is, it's a commission. We're not here to brag about how much money you can earn in a week. What we're here to talk about is how you can make money back and how the process works. 40% of your money goes into a trading account to buy more coins, and 60% of the money goes into a cash account. So what does that mean? If you made a $100 commission check, $40 is going to go into a trading account, which you can purchase more coins. And $60 is going to go in your cash account that you can leave there, take out, or do whatever you want with, or buy more coins, or upgrade your investment. So there's things in place there for someone that's thinking about this and is not sure how safe it would be. This is something that you can protect your investment with. You know, 20 years in the gaming industry, you could go to a blackjack table, and you still can, and when the dealer has an ace, they ask you if you want insurance. Well, most people say, I don't want insurance, I'm here to gamble. But the smart player is going to manage his money properly and take insurance so he doesn't lose his bet. The worst that could happen, he would lose half of his bet. So it's important to understand how you want to go through the process, how you want to invest, how you want to protect your investment, what part you want to play in it. And you're not going to make up your mind after today. You're going to need to learn more. You're going to need to tune in. You can always reach us at any one of our Facebook pages, on our Meetup page, crypto-peneurs.com is another way. But go to Meetup and go to CryptoPeneurs. You can email me, Tony, at Tony Gambone. You can email Linda at LindaBiasteris at sbcglobal.net. And Linda, could you spell your last name? Is BALLESTEROS, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, good thing I wrote it down in big letters. So for me, that's what I have to say about it. Linda, can you spend the last couple of minutes recapping what your take is and what people you think people should do?
Well, you know, I'm certainly not here to give anyone any financial advice. I'm certainly not I don't have the credentials for that. All I can tell you is what I have done. And I have seen over my period of time in the financial industry and how I've seen things evolve. So what I would say is continue to do your homework, but join us on Wednesdays. You know, join us, follow us, and see what we're finding out, because we're still researching just like you are. And when we find information, we're going to share it with you. So hang with us, and if you want more information, want more one-on-one conversation, reach out to us, just like Tony said. Or if there is a specific area of digital currency that you would like for us to talk about, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We really do love to get the feedback. So, Tony, I don't know if you want to repeat some of the contact information.
Sure. So you can find us on Facebook under Linda Ballesteros, BALLESTEROS, or Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio. You can find us on Meetup under CryptoPeneurs. The best thing is to type in our name in the Google search. We'll pop up, trust me. You could always reach out to me at tony@tonygambone.com, or you can reach out to Linda at lindabiasteris@sbcglobal.net. Hey, folks, that's our show today. I hope that you will continue to follow along. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock Central Time, we're going to have a call on our meetup page, which is called Cryptopreneurs. So just go to meetup.com/crypto-preneurs, and you'll see it. Sign up for it. You'll be able to join in on that and learn more as well. And we hope you tune in to us next week, 10:30 Central Time. Have a great day. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.